important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
And welcome to another edition of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. I am your host today, Danny Spivey, and glad to have you with me as we are broadcasting live from Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, located in Daphne, Alabama. And if you heard the little laughter in the background, well, that's a little bit of a surprise, as you're probably wondering why I'm leading off the show. Well, my podsy and the CEO of this show was supposed to be on the road by now, but he's hanging out here, and we've got some special guests. But my podsy today, sitting right to my right here, of course, one of the proprietors of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Mr. Matt Brandt. Matt, how you doing today,
buddy? Morning, man. This is great. Glad to be here. Glad to be sitting next to you in what would normally be your chair.
Mm-hmm.
I like this seat. It's comfortable.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
You know, I like seeing the other guy on the other side of the table.
Wow.
We might be
wow.
able to work something out.
Wow.
I'm enjoying this.
Well, we can work something out. And before we kind of get started, I just want to hope that everybody's safe from yesterday's inclement weather that came through. Hit a lot of places really hard in our state specifically, and then Mississippi, and then through the southern area. And Matt, I'm glad you came out of here unscathed, it appears. And it got pretty dicey pretty quick, didn't it?
It did. This where we're sitting now on the amazing deck at Boudreaux's with a lot of our guests out here enjoying brunch. This thing was a complete washout yesterday. I'm talking the covered deck didn't matter. The rain came under the deck, hit the windows. It was blowing like crazy. We had Hal Sherrith from Fox 10 out here recording live, and it was good that no one was out here trying to have lunch.
Well, I tell you, I don't get to do this. I don't think I've ever done this before, but check this out, Matt. I'd like to welcome to the show this guy. You've heard his voice all over the world.
Yep.
He's world renowned. Of course, the one and only Randy Bergen. Randy, how are you doing today, buddy?
Danny, couldn't be happier to be with you today. No, hey, we're having fun. Of course, I know you're going to introduce our other guest here. We're running a little late today, getting down to Orlando. So Matt said, look, I tell you what, if you guys stay for the first segment, we're going to throw some food down your throat.
There it is.
And let you hit the road. So we're going to do that.
There it is. And, of course, you mentioned our other guest. Of course, the gentleman who is going to be escorting you down to Orlando.
Chauffeur.
Your chauffeur. Your
yes.
chauffeur, of course. None other than the official rules official to the show and amongst everywhere else, the one and only Sweet Swinging Bobby Hall. Bobby, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Thank you for having me here. Sorry I'm running a little late. I had a senior moment. Left the house without a particular bag I needed, so I had to turn around, drive back, and meet my lovely wife, Peggy, part of the way back. So we're delayed. But, you know, things happen for a reason.
Exactly.
So it's just great to be here on the back porch here at Boudreaux's. Matt, you're a wonderful host. Danny, you're doing a great job there. I think Randy's a little insecure now with his.
There's no need for that, trust me. And of course, we got Charlie Moss and Philip Bush in the background. Charlie, just keep that 3-second delay going. Anytime I get to press the buttons, you know what
there
can happen.
There you go, absolutely.
Anytime. But I'll tell you what, you know, it's fun, guys, because you're getting ready to go. We mentioned this last week and a couple weeks before. You both are getting ready to drive down to Orlando. Of course, you got the Diamond Resort Tournament of Champions. Bobby, you're the official rules official for, I guess, the celebrity. Aspect of the tournament.
Side, yes.
Of course, this Tournament of Champions will have all the winners from the LPGA Tour that got invited and qualified for this tournament. So the LPGA has some rules officials there, but a beautiful, beautiful golf course, Tranquilla, down there. And I know you both are very, very excited. A lot of work, but very, very excited to get down
very
there.
Very excited. This will be our fifth year to go down there for this event. And Mike Milthorpe, the tournament director, does a great job. Mike Flaskey is the CEO with Diamond Resorts. And the LPGA, of course, when it initially started, it was a PGA Champions Tour with some of the Champions Tour players for couple of years. Then it was a mix of LPGA, and now it's just LPGA, and it's the top 35. So we're excited. You're going to see some great talent. You're going to see some not-so-good talent. But you're going to see some celebrities and baseball players, and John Smoltz will be there to defend his title. So we're excited. What a great person he is. But, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Randy does the announcing at the 18th hole. We have a little DJ set up, and Randy gets to hobnob. He has probably the most fun of anybody there at the event. I'm behind the scenes doing rules with the celebrities in conjunction with the LPGA Tour officials, which is really neat because I get to see the operations of the rules and the tournament behind the scenes, and it's just a big time. So, folks, if you're down in the Lando area and you want to come see some fun, it'll also be on the Golf Channel. You'll see it on Saturday and Sunday, so you can tune in and see the fun that we're having down there. So it's a little mix, kind of like Lake Tahoe, where the celebrities are shooting basketballs and throwing baseballs and footballs and everything. But it's a little more geared toward baseball because you have football still going on, just ending their season and playoffs. NBA is still playing, so people like Steph Curry can't come to this event. But you see a lot of baseball. And, of course, our friend Josh Donaldson from right here in Spanish Fort is going to play. And so it'll be fun to get in there with them. But thanks for having me on. And just tune us in next weekend, and hopefully you'll have a lot of fun watching us.
And you can see that on Golf Channel and NBC.
That's correct.
Yeah, and Matt, I'll tell you, Randy, you've done this now. Is this the third year you've done this? And I always love getting on there because you're not going to be here next week because you'll be there.
We'll be there.
You'll be there. And so I like getting, look at the 18th hole, and you see the DJ booth, and there's some stands and everything, and you get a little Randy gets some air time. You can see him. You can see him right there. And, of course, I was texting pictures to him of the TV and everything last year. And, Randy, I know you have a great time. But there's some serious work involved in all this. Let's not kid ourselves. Especially understanding the phonetic enunciation of some of the LPGA players that come out there. So I know you've done your homework rather well, Randy.
You know what? I really worked on it.
Yeah.
I really worked on it. And there's one or two I still have to work on. But I'm going to get those. I think you're going to be real impressed when you hear them on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, I know you guys, we want you to drive safe. I appreciate you staying here, sitting here for this moment. Now, Matt, we've got a lot of things going on over here at Boudreaux's. We're going to get into a bunch of that. But let me kind of tee some things up we're going to talk about today. As you guys will be driving, you'll get to listen to some of these topics. Of course, the world of golf lost just a treasure, a legend, and Pete Dye passed at the age of 94 this past week. We'll talk a lot about some of the golf courses that he built, including one, Matt, that's world famous, a single hole that you played one time and you made a one on it.
It was amazing. Thank you. Thank you, Pete Dye.
Yes.
Thank you for putting that hole there. Thank you for allowing me to play the course. And then that was an amazing treat. And just looking at that course, the layout, knowing what Pete Dye contributed to the game, the courses that he sculpted out of the land were phenomenal.
You know, wouldn't you say that is probably the most famous par three?
In the world,
in the
I
world.
Would think. You know, I
in,
mean,
not,
yeah. Yeah.
He's talking about TPC Sawgrass.
TPC Sawgrass, 17. Of course. A couple other things. Of course, we'll give you some leaderboard updates. We'll talk about the Century Tournament of Champions and why last week. We'll talk about the Sony going on this week. We had the South African Open go on as well. They concluded. But we'll also get into this little Patrick Reed will just not go away for some for some reason. And I don't mean that in a bad way. But he's hired an attorney. We'll talk a little bit about that. Sent a little letter over to the Golf Channel to one Brandel Chambly saying, basically, stop calling me a cheater, buddy, on the air. So we'll talk a little bit about that. And then, of course, there's a little football game going on tomorrow night. Didn't know if anybody knew about that. But LSU and Clemson are going to play. And so we're going to get into that. But, all in all, guys, I appreciate you guys sticking here for this segment. We're going to get some food out here, so get ready to talk as I'll be eating probably the entire next segment.
I'll get to explain all the goodies, and that's really why they're running behind today. I think it was a Freudian slip to forget the bag at the house. It was really about, they're at Boudreaux's.
You got us.
I want to have lunch before I go.
You got us. Well, we're excited about it. We're excited about it. Can you mention what we might have today?
Oh, right now. It's in process right now. We got a little Mardi Gras pasta. Going to bring out some of our Mardi Gras cheesecake. And got to cap it off with that king cake martini.
Well, I love it. I love it. I know these two are supposed to get on the road, but I have a suspicion they may stick around for another segment when that food comes out. So if they're here, we'd love to have them. But stay tuned, as we'll be right back on Southern Fairways Radio. All right, and welcome. Welcome back to Southern Fairways Radio Show. We are live in Daphne, Alabama, on the back deck of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. And my, oh, my, what a difference a day makes. As yesterday, we could have probably been blown off this back deck. Of course, I'm Danny Spivey. I'm joined here with Matt Brandt, proprietor of Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. And, Matt, I told you that as soon as you brought plates and stuff out, Randy and Bobby were supposed to head down to Tranquilo, down to Orlando. And, my goodness, they're still here.
He's a chauffeur, and he says we're staying to eat. So,
hey, what an opportunity!
I mean,
you can't. Be
they honest. Either have to stay here and eat, or drive somewhere else
to eat.
Look, I mean,
and this is our favorite place.
I left my bag in Hattiesburg. I shanked it, and now I'm getting rewarded.
And now you get rewarded for it. It hit a tree and bounced the fairway. Exactly. Well, okay, guys. Well, okay, the winter edition, winter issue of our magazine, Southern Fairways Golf, is on the streets, and it's a fantastic edition. I testify to that. What that means for you is great articles, great tips, great information, absolutely great golf discounts. Hey, the magazines are free. They're free, Matt. Yep. You don't have to pay anything for them. So go pick one up today or go online for the digital version at southernfairwaysgolf.com. While you're on our website at southernfairwaysgolf.com, check out the tab that says deals.
You got to check out deals.
You
got
to check out deals. It flashes even. You will be able to get up to 50% off of golf, and check out our podcast as well. And also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and search Southern Fairways Golf.
It is time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Ping, Play Your Best, and by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
All right, gang, here we go with the leaderboard update from the Sony Open in Hawaii. We've got Brendan Steele with an amazing round on Saturday. Minus six Saturday, takes him to minus 12 at the tournament. He has a three-stroke lead over Cameron Smith, four strokes over Kevin Kisner. We've got Webb Simpson, Brian Palmer, Colin Morikawa.
Yeah.
He's sitting at 7-under as well. Those three are tied for fourth. We've got three tied at 7th at 6-under. Keegan Bradley, Sanjay M.
Sounds good.
Sanjay M. And Bo and Mark Anderson round up the top 10 there. So it's looking pretty good. The weather today should be just like tomorrow. Windy. And more windy, and a lot more wind.
And a lot more wind, exactly.
The defending champion, Matt Kuchar, he didn't make the cut, so we won't get to see him defend it this weekend. But I tell you what, three rounds in the top 10 yesterday at minus six.
Wow.
Might be a big day today.
Big moving day. And, of course, down on the Sunshine Tour, the South African Open at Bush Willow in Johannesburg, South Africa.
That's
how you
good.
Like that?
No, that's good.
Was that pretty good?
That was good.
All right, well, spoiler alert. So, you know, turn it down if you don't want to know who won, because I'm about ready to tell you. Brandon Grace shoots a final round 62. How you like that? That's 9-under on a par 71 golf course, to do the math for you. He wins by three shots over your buddy, Randall. Louis Oosthuizen.
Louis
finishes second at 18-under par. Marcus Armitage, Jack Sr., and Iaco Alars all finished
say that
five
again.
Shots back.
That was a lot harder than mine.
That was a little bit harder. Well, that brings you up to date of all the things and the scores in the world of golf, and it's brought to you by Ping, Play Your Best, and Lake Forest Yacht Club. All right, guys. All right. Now, I'll tell you, in the opening segment, we talked about some of the topics, and I'm glad you two are here, because, Bobby, especially from a rules official point of view, and we're going to talk a little bit about this subject about Patrick Reed. Okay, what happened in the Hero World Challenge? Of course, he was assessed a two-shot penalty for basically
moving sand.
You know, that's the technical term, moving sand.
Goodness.
Oh, goodness, the things are starting to arrive right here.
Time out.
Goodness. We're going full Mardi Gras
I just saw a squirrel.
What do we got right there?
That right there is our King Cake Martini. I mean, this thing is a cornucopia of Mardi Gras.
Right here, we're going to spin the mic before we hit the road.
There you go.
Randy,
how are we going to do this? You can take a little drink
of
that one.
You're the chauffeur, right?
So that's fine. Oh, goodness. And more things are about ready to come. We're going to talk about that. But getting back to Patrick Reed. So this past weekend, Patrick Reed hired an attorney, Peter Ginsburg. And if that name sounds familiar, Peter Ginsburg was the same attorney that represented Vijay Singh in the infamous deer oil, deer urine enhancement.
Exactly.
You know, basically is what it was. And
it's the old Due.
Yeah.
D-U-E.
Yeah, absolutely. And Vijay Singh was found guilty of performance enhancement. And then he was suspended. And then they said, okay, that basically wasn't on the list of things. And anyway, a lawsuit ensued. And Vijay Singh happened to win that lawsuit. Well, Mr. Ginsburg is representing Mr. Patrick Reed right now. And they sent over basically, and I'm not an attorney, but a cease and desist letter specifically towards Mr. Brandel Chamblee over with the Golf Channel. And basically saying it's to obtain assurance that you will refrain, you, Brandel Chamblee, will refrain from any further dissemination, publication, or republication of false or defamatory statements concerning Mr. Reed, including any allegations that he cheated at the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. Now, Brandel Chamblee kind of came back, and he basically said he's not going to defend cheating, and he's not here to defend what Patrick Reed did. He's defending cheating. It's defending breaking the rules is where Brandel Chamblee is coming from. And that, you know, a lot of the people feel, and I think around, because this is carried over, even at the Century last year or last week when he was in the three-person playoff with Justin Thomas and Xander Schauffele on the third playoff hole on 18 when they played the third time. As soon as he putted, someone screamed out, cheater. And they replayed it. On the live broadcast, they went back and they replayed it so everybody could hear it. So my question to both you, Randy, and Bobby, and also Matt is, how bad has Patrick Reed handled this, and does this cease and desist letter cause more problems, or is it time to sweep this under the table? Bobby, I'll let you shoot.
Well, I mean, it's not popular to say the word cheater, and I can understand where Patrick Reed's coming from. You know, nobody wants you to say it over and over and over. Unfortunately, it's out there, and maybe they do need to stop. I mean, it is what it is. It happened. That's a different platform. But, you know, under the rules, he knew better. I'm sorry. He knew better. And he definitely took an advantage by sweeping the club back and moving the sand. And it clearly says in Rule 8-1, you can't press down sand or remove it. Now, on the putting green, sand is a loose impediment on the putting green specifically. Now, the old rule was under Rule 16. Now it's under Rule 8. You cannot brush sand away off the putting surface. No. So, you know, when your ball hits in front of the green and there's a big clump of sand, you're not supposed to move that sand. You got to chip over it, putt over it, or whatever. But where he was and replaying it, we also understand this was not the first time this has happened. I mean, it was pretty much on the same hole, same thing. The video was replayed. And the past background of things that happened that came up while he won the Masters about his background, you know, it is what it is.
Well, and Randy, let me ask you, do they just not like Patrick Reed?
Well, I think there's a little bit
of
that.
Are they picking on him?
Well, I think that he has put himself in that position. Yeah. Here's the deal. Two things. One, I think if he would have acknowledged, I got my two-stroke penalty. Hey, my fault, my bad, let's move forward, okay? Yep. But when he said the camera angle, when he started coming up with an excuse, I think that's what really started to say, oh, the cheater really came out. Now, what's going to happen out of this, though, Danny, it's when you start looking at gambling and what you can do with the DraftKings and those types of things now, people are putting large money on. They're going to that particular PGA event, and whenever the person they're playing against, who they bet on, you're going to start hearing more screaming coming out, okay? That's going to have to be watched out as well. So, but for Patrick Reed, I think that I don't know that this cease and desist is going to be if that's going to do a whole lot. Right now he has that reputation, and I don't know how he's going to get out of that.
Now, Matt, let me read you something that Brandel Chamblee, remarked back. He said, I think the whole golf world was watching how the Reed incident was treated, including the young men and women who will soon be on their respective tours. If the catch-me-if-you-can attitude
right.
pervades junior golf, 10 years later it pervades professional golf, and that concerns me, and was the origin of his remarks.
Yeah, I think he's got a point there. I mean, it's one of those things where everybody's out there trying to find something wrong rather than something right. And unfortunately, Patrick Reed, on his own accord, made a bad decision. And I think Randy's right, too. If he would have owned up to it, like Matt Kuchar did a couple years ago with the whole caddy incident, you know, of how he's paid. And that was a big debacle for the way he looked from the media perspective. I think this is one of those things where, I mean, it'd probably be done by now. If Patrick would have just sat back and said, you know what, I made a mistake, I got the penalty, the rules are rules, and I broke it. I'm sorry, and move on. It didn't happen.
And Danny, let me ask you, because you and Bobby played at that higher level. Mm-hmm. You know, whenever your club, especially a wedge, touches something on the way back, you know that. I mean, it's real sensitive in your hand. So it's almost like he knew he did it. One time, you say, okay, that's not. But two times?
Yeah.
That's a little different.
Ron, it's a great point, too. And if you recall, it was a horrible, horrible lie. It was what we call a soup dish lie. Is basically the ball was in there and it splattered, the sand out around it. There was really no way to get any kind of clean contact. It almost would have been better if it was plucked, so to speak. And we've all had that lie. And I think at the end of all this is, even with the remarks that Patrick Reed's made and trying to defend himself on this, which, by the way, the PGA Tour commissioner said, Jay Monahan said Sunday, he considers this matter closed. He was assessed a penalty. And now it's more about Patrick Reed redoing his image, so to speak, which I think he has to do. But, Bobby, I'll tell you real quick, because we're about ready to go, but, it's a tough gig to be called a cheater.
Yes, it is, and he's going to have that just stuck to him. That's just the way it is. It was pretty blatant what he did. I mean, there were two swings to get the club on the back of the ball. I was screaming at the TV set the whole time. But anyway, let's see if he can resurrect what's left.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to get into a few more things here in the next segment, so just stay tuned as we'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about Pete Dye and eat some food.
There you go.
Right here on Southern Fairways Radio Show. All right, welcome back to Southern Fairways Radio. I'm your host, Danny Spivey. We're out here live in Daphne, Alabama at beautiful Boudreaux's Cajun Grill out on the back deck. I'm here with my main man right next to me, Mr. Brent and Matt.
Hey.
We talked about food. We haven't gotten rid of Bobby and Randy yet, although Randy's out signing autographs somewhere in the restaurant. And Bobby here's with us.
I have the food.
Yeah, Bobby's got the food. And I'll tell you what, we had a little delivery. Of course, we're talking about Mardi Gras right now, which
is
basically about a month away, right?
We start kicking things off in February. Of course, Fat Tuesday this year is a little later than normal. February 25th is Fat Tuesday. So we've got the restaurant decorated. We've got the menu updated, and today we are going to enjoy a little Mardi Gras pasta, a little king cake martini, and a little Mardi Gras cheesecake. Now, if you think you it sounds good now, I'm going to describe it in just a second while everybody's eating. We are going to be meet yours truly, and Angie, one of our kitchen managers, are going to be on Studio 10 on Wednesday at 9 o'clock.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to be out there making this Mardi Gras pasta so you guys can see how it's done and even attempt it at home. But my recommendation is always come on down. I'll fix it for you.
There you go. And just like on cue, now, see, usually when we're out here, I'm sitting where you are.
I'm pulling the Danny on you.
Yeah, Randy's sitting where I am. So this is total retribution because
that's right.
I tend to go silent when I'm out here.
This is the first time I've ever seen Randy take the first bite.
The first bite.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. It never happens. And I got to tell you, and by the way, y'all were just packed in here.
It is packed in here.
But I love the pasta. Okay, that one of my favorite dishes here is the voodoo pasta with a blackened alligator. This right here. It's pretty doggone special.
A lot of people come in and first thing they ask is there anything on the menu that's not spicy? Well, Cajun food is not just about spice. It's about flavor. It's about all those things, the holy trinity mixed together with a lot of your dishes, some of the sauces, and sometimes it has a little heat to it. Now, this one is actually one of our more mild dishes. It's Mardi Gras pasta. This is angel hair pasta. We've got sautéed crawfish tails, sautéed red onions, artichoke hearts, and our Alfredo sauce, all tossed around. And it's just a medley. It's a Mardi Gras medley, if you will.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. You know how much we appreciate you. And, of course, we appreciate all our great sponsors like Mitchell Homes and Timber Creek. Our man Rob Bradley over there. I know you guys played over there. Didn't you play over there yesterday?
Friday.
Yeah, nobody played yesterday. There's no – but I'll tell you what. You're looking for a fun round of golf to play that's unique to the area? How about going to see our big guy down there, David Mutual, the general manager down at Glen Lakes. Tell him we sent you. And he'll charge you double. No, I'm just kidding.
He'll take good care of you.
Well, and I'll tell you what, this guy, you definitely got to see, of course, one of our big sponsors, Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, is Adams Title, Pond & Foley. Did you spend too much during the holiday season? Well, pull out some of those diamonds of gold. Go down there and give them to Adam. He'll give you some cash. Let you pay off some of those credit card bills.
There you go.
How do you like that?
I like it.
That's how the real world works, Randy.
That's exactly right.
That's exactly how it works. But I'll tell you what.
Danny, I'm loving sitting on this side while you're doing all that.
Yeah,
man.
You like all that.
This is great.
But, you know, going back to what's going on at the Sony Open right now, you know, there's a couple players that I want to take a look at, Matt. And one of them is Kevin Kisner. Now, yesterday he shot one of the low rounds of the tournament, 64. Right. Brendan Steele ended up catching him at the end to get that three-stroke lead. But last year, or 2 years ago, do you remember what he shot on round three, Kevin Kisner?
I don't.
60. He shot 60.
He was a 59 watch.
Yeah, it was a 59
that's
watch
right,
going on.
Right.
So you look at this golf course, and, you know, even with all the wind and they were playing pick, clean, and place and all that with all the rain that they had. But you look at guys like Webb Simpson is really kind of coming into his own right now. Ryan Palmer, you mentioned Colin Morikawa, who's one of those studs. He came out of Cal. He was – now, this guy, I'm going to tell you what. This guy you're going to have to watch. He has one of my favorite golf swings on tour. He has a swing, Randy, very similar – in the way I view it, to a Louis Oosthuizen. It's very simple. It's not complicated. Great rhythm. He's a smaller guy in stature, but he can pump it out there. But this guy at Cal, when he was at Cal State, he was a four-time All-American, including a three-time first-team All-American and also first-team All-Pac-12. Bo Hoag, here's a guy I got to give a shout-out to Buckeye up there. You know, he was. We were on the Bo Hoag alert as Bo Hoag grew up in Columbus, Ohio, from Upper Arlington, Ohio, and a good player, and then some of these other people like Sung J M and Mark Anderson and a couple other people trying to really get some good FedEx Cup points early in the season before they get on a big old plane and they go over to the West Coast Swing and everything like that. But do you see anything that you like to make a prediction on?
Well, I'll tell you
right
what,
now?
You know, I was really surprised. You know, there were three, like I said earlier, three guys in the top 10 that shot a 600 yesterday. You had Brendan Steele, who's leading. You had Kevin Kisner, we talked about, and Mark Anderson. Not a name, you know, you typically hear every week in the top 10.
No, you don't.
But he moved up from 36th yesterday, shooting 6 under. You never know. I mean, this might be one of those breakout years for some of these guys. They could have worked on some things on the offseason. I know that Brendan Steele was one of them. His short game wasn't all that fantastic last year, but he apparently has fixed something.
You know,
it's working.
You know, and it's really important that these guys – a lot of these guys trying to get that first win of the season because what it does for you for the rest of the year and what it does for you next year.
Masters.
All right, so, yeah, so these guys, and remember, you've got a full field, but you don't have everybody playing there.
Yeah.
All right, there's some big names that aren't there. So they're trying to see if they can't get an early win, get some FedEx points, maybe get an invite to the Masters and get set up for next year as well. So watch some of these younger guys. There's some names, like you mentioned.
Yeah.
Anderson, you may not know it right now, but by the end of the year you'll recognize it.
Yeah, it's really not. It's great to see these guys step up and play well early in the season, and then you know, I think, look, as a golfer, I know I'm not anywhere near these guys' caliber, but
I played with you on Friday. No, you're not.
Just to make sure we're all on the same page here.
Well,
but can you imagine winning right now and getting that invite to the Masters? Getting that envelope?
Oh yeah.
You know,
oh yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That's awesome.
Oh yeah. Gosh, it's so good. Well, I just had something pop up on my screen right here. Alert, alert! And what that means is we're contractually obligated to give stuff away on this show. So let's start with this. Before I throw you on the spot,
all
Matt,
right.
We're going to let's digest some of this food a little bit, but let's go ahead and give a 5-pack away.
Oh, nice.
To Glen Lakes right now. I just got a nice text and from our man David
Big
Mutual.
D.
Big
yeah.
D. He's listening to the show. So let's go ahead and take, Philip, let's take the fourth phone caller. Fourth phone caller will win a 5-pack to Glen Lakes down there in Foley. We'll take care of the golf. You take care of the cart. And, hey, get something to eat, too. Buy something from the Pro Shop. You know, support your local PGA Pro and talk to David Mutual about some things coming up down there at Glen Lakes, especially with some different specials.
Give them that phone number.
Oh, yeah, you got to call in. 251-343-0106. I didn't give my cell phone number away that time, Matt. 343-0106. We'll take the fourth phone caller, 343-0106, a 5-pack down to Glen Lakes. Well, we look at some of the other things going on. Go ahead, Randall.
No, I was just going to say, before we get out of here, all right, I definitely want – we got to mention a big game that's coming up. You said something earlier about tomorrow night. You had the Clemson Tigers. We know that Dave Musial, a Georgia fan, Clemson fan, of course, they'll be taking on LSU in the national championship tomorrow. Kind of get your thoughts on that. I mean, there's a lot of folks saying that LSU is going to win the ball game. And certainly they got one of the best teams that they've had. And you kind of root for Coach O a little bit.
Well, absolutely you do. Yeah. And, you know, you look at the Vegas. I always look at the line. The line started at 4, yeah, went to 4.5, 5.5, pushing 6 now, LSU. As a favor, so
And let me just say, Danny, you heard me. You heard me whenever we found out who was going to be playing in the national championship. What did I say? I said I think LSU's got one of the best teams they've ever had, but I think somehow Clemson finds a way to win this ball game. That's just me.
So there you go. Right?
Tell you what, that's
Randy is on it. His usual non-committal pick.
That was for you, Dave.
LSU's got a great team. It's a historic team, but maybe Clemson will win.
I think that's one of those. I want to make sure I protect myself for next week and at least say that they're both really good. So if one of them does lose, I'll be okay.
Well, we know one thing for sure. The Tigers will be crowned the national champions.
That's right.
So, you know,
right.
Bobby, you got any points on this game? Who are you liking?
Go Tigers.
That was Coach O.
Coach O's brother?
That was Lil O.
Lil O.
Yes, I've got to pull for LSU. I just, SEC fan all the way, and I just think they have a heck of a team. You know, we all like Coach Dabo Swinney and what he stands for. He's a great guy. It's a great matchup. I just have to go with LSU has a little bit of the edge, but I think it's going to be a barn burner.
Well, that's when we always love you. We love you, Bobby.
There's Coach O right there. Well, let me throw some of these stats at you. You know, I always try to bring something to the table. LSU is ranked first in points per game. This is in the FBS. First in points per game, first in yards per game, and first in total quarterback rating.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, let's go to the other side. The Clemson defense is ranked in first in points per game, giving up points, but they give up the fewest points. They get other second in the FBS on giving up the fewest yards per game, and they're first against a quarterback of getting to the quarterback. So there's going to be a threshold to cross for one of these teams, and we're going to see. So what does it come down to? You want to know my prediction? You want to know score? It's going to come down to, it's going to be really, really easy for everybody. It comes down to special teams, and it comes down to, you know, turnovers. It always does in these big games whenever it's under 7 points. So I like, get this, are you ready?
Ready.
Go ahead and get on your sportsbook app. I know you got one.
I got one.
All right. I like LSU winning this game 34-27.
I'm writing this down. 34-27, LSU up. You know, that's a, you know, the spread, you know what the over-under is, right?
Like 58, what is it?
I think it was like 38.
Was it?
It's low. You know why? Because these defenses are mad. They are ready to play. Now, they have the two best offenses in the league, too, right now. As you just said, the stats are amazing. I think LSU has got a slight edge. I think their defense is a little bit faster than Clemson's faced all year. I think it's going to be tough for Clemson to move the ball like they've done against their weekly opponents. I'm looking forward to see LSU take a little.
What's your pick? I'm gonna give you mine, and I'm gonna give Bobby.
All right, I'm going with LSU. I'm gonna go 28-17.
All right, Bobby.
That's a good score.
You like that? I'm
just gonna go with LSU. I'm not a procrastinator on points.
Okay.
I think LSU has the edge, like Danny said, by 7. What the score will be, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you ready for this one?
Ready.
I'm gonna go Clemson in overtime.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
the music was right there. And the music came right on time.
There you go. Timing is everything, isn't it? I'll tell you what. Hey, congratulations to Rob Hickman and Fairhope. Rob, you get to take 4 of your buddies out to Glen Lakes. Tell them Randy sent you. And pay his tab while you're out there. Please. All right, we'll be back in just a minute on Southern Fairways Radio. All right, and welcome back to Southern Fairways Radio. Man. I didn't get to eat anything during that break. I'm not sure I like this. Was not in my contract, Matt. This is not, and you can hear the giggling on the other side of the table here. Randy and Bobby have still not left.
I was leaning over here to get a little bite of this Mardi Gras pasta, and I looked to my left, and Danny was working. I was like, what is going on? Yeah, something is wrong with this. He hasn't had a bite yet. We got the Mardi Gras cheesecake here, just waiting to melt
it
in your mouth.
It is awesome. Let me just tell you, it's awesome.
Oh,
well,
dude.
I have my fork already. Hey, let me tell you what. I got a text at the break from David Mugel. He likes Clemson. Oh, imagine that.
Yeah.
35-31.
All right, all
35-31.
Right. I got this down.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know who I like? I like our friends over there at Cinerama. How you like that, Randall?
I like that.
Cinerama in Baldwin is a local family-owned full-service sign company. Let me tell you what. They do some unbelievable stuff. They have LASIK technology. Matt, I know we've all used them before. They have the highest quality products to produce marketing, promotional products to help your business reach its maximum. You can call them. They're right there on North Hickory Street on Highway 59 in Loxley. I go past them all the time. You can give them a call. 251-964-1202, 964-1202. And I'll tell you what, we got a little golf coming up in the area, don't we, Randall?
We do.
We got a little thing over at our buddies at Quail Creek Golf Club in Fairhope. The event date is January 31st. Hey, that's about a couple weeks from now. It's 11:45 shotgun. City of Fairhope team scramble. How you like that? Do we have a team yet, Randy?
No.
You have a team. I know you have a team. I get excluded, Bobby. Bobby's not even have his head. Bobby's concentrating over there. But
Bobby's focused on that.
Matt, maybe we should get a team together. Well, you're probably on Randy's team.
It is. Boudreaux is taking care of it.
I think we are. Well, yeah. Yes, no. Absolutely. Sounds good to me.
You're
down.
Included, but Dan,
I'm down.
You're included. Hey, let me mention this real quick, if I may. Yeah. Since we're out here at Boudreaux's and you were talking about the food, we're doing something here at Boudreaux's also. All right, it's going to be on the menu coming up starting in February, is that right?
Yep.
But you can still come out and order it. It is a Southern Fairways Chip Shot Martini.
That's right.
What happens whenever you order, obviously you're going to get a nice martini, but a dollar of that martini will go toward the Folds of Honor.
That's right.
Okay, and Boudreaux's will be a sponsor of that. So we encourage you, get out here, enjoy the drink, but you know it's going to a good cause.
That's right. And February, you'll see it on the menu. We'll have the sponsorship on there. And really just something fun that we can do. It's a great organization. The Folds of Honor does wonderful
Absolutely.
Things. We all want to support our veterans. My youngest son is in the Coast Guard now. I've had family everywhere in different aspects of the armed forces. So, this is great. It's something we can do and have fun with. And come on down and order away.
And Danny, you were talking about the Sony Open going on right now. Yeah. Of course, Matt's son over there is working.
Yes,
that's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's on FlightScope. Or what's
it's the, that one.
The Shot Tracer.
Shot Tracer technology. He's over there. He's sitting down. Well, not right now. They're 5 hours behind us. But he will be later today sitting on 18 doing the Shot Link, volunteering to do help with Shot Link out there. So he's getting to watch all of them come up. They've got a bunch of the Coast Guard and Navy guys out there doing some marshalling. So, you know, a little fun trip for him to be out there watching those pros come up 18 and have a good time with it.
Oh, that's got to be a blast.
Inside the ropes, as you were.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, that City of Fairhope team scramble, like we said, is January 31st, 11:45 shotgun, open to the first 20 paid-for player teams. So you got to give them a call. You call them at 990-0240. They'll take your application in the golf shop. Deadline is January 24th, so... Hey, man.
Coming close.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Let's get us a team. All right, before you two leave, and I'm glad you're still here, obviously, and you've saved me some food. But let's talk a little bit about Pete Dye, of course, and as lovers of the game of golf. And, Bobby, you've done this on a different level than any of us here at this table for as long as you were in the golf business. And Pete Dye it was just one of those gentlemen, and, of course, his wife, Alice, but – He passed away at 94 just this past week. A guy that I became familiar with pretty good in Ohio because he's from Urbana, Ohio, which is up in Champaign County. A lot of people don't know that. But, you know, how he got into golf with his dad, whose nickname was Pink, first name is Paul, Pink Dye, opened up a small golf course in Urbana, a nine-hole golf course, early in the early 30s. And Pete, his son, we used to come and used to water the greens with a garden hose. And he kind of learned, did not graduate high school, did not graduate college. And, of course, went off into the military at 18 in 1944 in World War II. Came back and then got a little chance to go over and meet a gentleman named Donald Ross over at Pinehurst number 2, and he spent 6 months over there kind of learning agriculture and agronomy and stuff that from Mr. Ross, and fell in love with the idea of designing golf courses. And boy, he has designed a lot of great golf courses. Do you have a particular favorite, Bobby?
Oh, well, a place I haven't played but my cousin Stan told me quite a bit about was the Teeth of the Dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to go down and play that in the wind and see what it's like. Reading that article about Pete Dye after his passing, he considered himself a golf course builder.
Builder.
Not an architect or an engineer. Like he said, he didn't have that degree behind him. But The story about him and his wife is just a real love affair to read, how they stood by each other and worked with each other. And he credits her so much of what she did. That's just a really neat story. And then the story, of course, where you made your hole-in-one, yeah. Matt, about how they were trying to get it right and build the lake, and he said, shoot, just – she came out and, yeah, said, just, you know, make it an island.
Make an island, yeah.
And just a great, great history there. Yeah, passing one of the greats. And I did have the opportunity to work with an architect named Bill Bergen years ago over at Skyline.
Distant cousin.
Heron
Distant
Lake. Cousin. And he opened my eyes to a lot of things that architects see and things you need to know behind the scenes. So what a master. And, yes, the game of golf has lost a true legend.
Well, and you talk about some of the golf courses, Randy, that he's he has built. Of course, we talk about the TPC of Sawgrass a lot, but also Harbortown. Mm-hmm. In South Carolina, and Hilton Head, and Kiwa Island, right around the corner over there. Unbelievable golf courses in my neck of the woods up in Columbus, Ohio. The Golf Club in Albany, unbelievable golf course. Little Turtle, I grew up playing a lot of high school golf matches on. You look at Whistling Straits. You know, we've had majors there. We're going to have the Ryder Cup there. And just some of the most historic golf courses that we've seen, you know, in a long, long time. And, you know, one of the things that Mr. Dye used to like to create or build was that illusion of where, and it's more like target golf, so you've got to look past all the window dressing and concentrate on the shot.
You know, and that's a great point, because I would go to you, Matt, on that right there, kind of deflect it, because whenever you're playing 17 at TPC Sawgrass, the illusion there, it's only, well, how much was it? What'd you play, 125, 130?
It was 120.
Okay, 120. But how did it really feel? It
oh
felt
gosh.
Like it could have been about 150-yard shot.
Yeah, I mean, and the green, it looks so small. In reality, it's a pretty doggone big green. But, man, hitting to nothing but the green, there's nowhere to go. It just made it look so much more difficult than it actually was. I mean, you're playing the hole anyway, and your heart is beating, your pulse is up. You're there for the first time, and it's just such a famous place. And then to take a swing at it, you're like, I can't breathe. And then you're watching the ball. It feels like the ball is up in the air for like 2 hours. Is it going to make it? Where's it going to go? Just a
and
phenomenal
then for it to go win a hole
oh
in one,
gosh, yeah.
First time playing TPC Sawgrass, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
We've had the video. We had it out on our website, but
yep.
The FCC they pulled it down with all the verbiage in there. There was too many bleeps in there, so we had to pull it out.
Exciting expletives, maybe. Exciting, what the exciting, uncontrollable,
uncontrollable.
Enjoyment.
There you go.
Surprise.
You know, another great thing to think about is when the tournament's going on there at the Players' Championship, you know, that the commentators are always saying they know in the back of their mind as they get to 15 and 16, here it comes, that, you know, they can't get it out of their mind. I got to play that hole. And imagine when Ricky Fowler won and mm-hmm. that pins back
yeah.
right.
And three got, times away he played that hole.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's just going through your mind, and it's not that long. And yeah. like you said, the green's a pretty big complex, but it's still nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
It's just
crazy.
Unnerving.
It's a great thing. And, you know, I was watching something a couple nights ago about Pete Dye, and one of the – I think it was Rory might have been – and I could be wrong with this, but he was talking about the Pete Dye courses, and he said, you know, it's not about playing the course the way you want to play it. It's – Once I met Pete Dye and understood his philosophy, once you learned how to play it Pete's way,
yes,
it was a lot more achievable.
That's a great point.
It is a great point, and it leads right into a good friend of mine, Sean Passetti, who you're familiar with, Randy. He played a lot at TPC Sawgrass. He played all over, you know, back on the Hogan Tour and different places like that. And he gave me a piece of advice, because the first time I ever played a Pete Dye golf course, I really struggled. And I'll be honest with you, even growing up, I didn't understand kind of what the mentality was, but he gave me a piece of advice, and it's exactly what you said. You got to play the golf course the way Pete Dye sees it, and the way Pete Dye saw a golf course is from above, looking down. So if you can play one of his golf courses and just visualize, like, standing on the tee box, and you have like a big dog leg or something, or it looks like a dog leg, and you have a visual aspect out there to aim towards. You got to look like you're looking above, looking down at the hole, where you hit it here, then you hit it there,
yep.
and then you hit it here. But when you're on ground level and you're looking at mounds, and maybe a lake comes out that looks like it's supposed to be part of the hole, but it's not, you just got to let it go.
Yep.
Speaking about letting go, how about that first hour, Potsy?
I like it.
All right.
It was amazing.
Hey, and there's still some food left.
There is.
Well, I'll tell you what, Randy.
It's an illusion.
I don't know if you're actually going to leave right now. But
well, we're 4 hours behind schedule.
Well, let's make it five. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in for the first nine holes.
That's right.
Stay tuned for the back nine, as we'll be right here on Southern Fairways Radio Network.
Here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I love the standing ovation.
Oh, that standing ovation. Oh, please sit down. It's okay. It's embarrassing. It's okay. Well, thank you for tuning into the second hour of Southern Fairways Radio Golf Show. I am your host with just Matt Brandt second hour. Of course, I'm Danny Spivey. And in the first hour, we had our CEO.
Special guest.
Yeah. Randy Bergen and Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall. Well, if you listen to the first hour, they were supposed to, Matt, just be here for 15 minutes. And then you did something, and they decided to stay for the entire hour. And when I say did something, of course, being out here live at Boudreaux's Cage and Grill in Daphne, Alabama, you brought out just a complete spread of food, my man.
We did. We want to make sure that they went to Orlando with an understanding of what good tastes like.
Yes.
So we brought out some Mardi Gras pasta, a king cake martini, and, of course, you can't go wrong with that Mardi Gras cheesecake made by our very own Megan, who does an amazing job. She comes out here and puts these things together, and they are just there to die for. We've got posts all over Facebook. We're going to take a look at it and see what it looks like, but you've got to come down. And what a great time to come out here and enjoy one of these, or all of these. I recommend all of them, on the deck at Boudreaux's. Get ready for Mardi Gras.
Well, hey, I know on the weekends, and especially now on Sundays for Sunday brunch and what's going on around. By the way, everybody, it is a packed house. And if you're driving around, you're listening to the show, come on by.
Yeah, come on.
In fact, can I go ahead and put you on the spot if you come by?
You can do it right now.
You can do it right now, and you want to give something away?
I tell you what, if you come by right now, either come in the front door and say, hey, I want to see Matt and Danny, or come in the side door.
Yeah,
you know,
to the back
side
deck
door, back patio. Yeah, here. Come in. We're sitting here right on the deck talking about all the things that are important in the world.
Yes, food, golf, and football.
Yeah, that's it.
That's about it.
Come on out here, and you know what? I got a little $25 gift card for you.
Hey.
I'll help pay for that king cake martini, that Mardi Gras pasta, and that Mardi Gras cheesecake.
How about that? So if you're out there and you're driving around and you just want to come on by, first one to come by, we're located right here on the back deck looking over the beautiful Mobile Bay. And we're only about a three wood. We set a five iron last time from I-10.
Yeah, it depends on the wind.
So we're just right here, right next to the Shell station. You get off, whether you're coming east or west, you'll get off that Daphne exit. You'll come on down here. You'll see Boudreaux's Cage Grill. Come on the back deck and say hello to us. And you know, we've got some heaters out here. Yep. And, you know, the weather's starting to get a little bit better. The sun is trying to break out. And yesterday was tough, wasn't it, Matt?
It was. Yesterday was kind of a washout. You can't really call it much more than what it was. This whole deck was saturated with that straight line wind and that storm that came through, but luckily everything survived. It looks like Baldwin County area didn't have any real tornadoes that popped up. I didn't hear of any disasters that went on, which is great. Glad to hear that everybody was safe. And you know what? We are back in business, baby. Come on.
We are indeed. And I'll tell you what, we like to have a lot of fun. But hey, if you're looking for some competitive golf and a ton of fun, The 2020 GCGA Tour is where you need to be. They're going to crank that up. Matt, I know we've played in several of these events. They're going to crank the GCGA Tour back up on February 23rd at Kraft Farms. It is a ton of fun. Go online now at GCGATour.com. It's your tour. It's not their tour. It's your tour. They have all kind of brackets. A lot of fun. We had a lot of fun this year on that tour, didn't we?
We did. It was a great time. Look, a lot of fun to get out there and play with the golfers you haven't played with before. A lot of business partners you can meet out there, too. And if you own a business like, hey, Boudreaux's, I was able to get out there and meet a bunch of people that didn't even know where we were at. So, you know, get out there, go have fun at golf, network a little bit if you want to, or just go out there and have a great time playing golf. The great thing is everybody is – it's the way the points are situated, you know, it's anybody's game can play. You can win, and that's what makes it exciting.
Well, it certainly does. And I know out here some exciting events coming up. Well, of course, we talked about Mardi Gras coming up here in about a month. But, you know, if you want to have a little private party out here at Boudreaux's, you can arrange that if you want.
Absolutely. Just give us a call here at the restaurant, 251-621-1991. And we've got a party room that can hold up to 30 guests. We can get your post-parade, your pre-parade, your recovering from a ball meal set up, especially all these balls on Friday and Saturday nights. Come back in for that Bayou Bloody Mary the next day. Hair of the dog, if you were.
Yeah. There you go.
Might need that.
Yeah.
I know I will after my wife's ball.
Well, I'll tell you what, one of the things we need out here, of course, our great relationship with you is our other sponsors as well. Of course, we talk about Adams Title Pond and Foley. Adams, a genie in a bottle. I said it in the first hour. You spend too much during the holidays? You need some cash to pay off them credit cards? Take some gold and silver and some diamonds down there to Adam, because he'll turn it into cold, hard cash. And of course, a big thanks to you guys here at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill, Timber Creek Golf Course, Lake Forest Golf Course, of course, McConnell Automotive, and all of our friends, and of course, our big guy down there at Glen Lakes, who, I'll tell you what, we're going to give some more golf away, so just stay tuned. I'm going to go ahead and give you the number now, 343-0106, 343-0106. Have that number ready for when we're about to, because I promise you, Matt, we're going to give some more golf away.
I think it's a great idea. And you know what? There's some great golf courses around in the area. We gave away a five-pack to Glen Lakes. Who knows what might be next?
Yeah, you got that right. Well, I'll tell you what, in the first hour, we went over, you know, a couple different topics. Of course, we're going to get you caught up on the leaderboard at the Sony Open in next segment. Of course, last week, we had a very, very exciting golf tournament, the Century Tournament of Champions in Hawaii. Of course, a three-way playoff with Justin Thomas being victorious on the third playoff hole. Of course, Patrick Reed with the low round of the day in the final round. He gets into that playoff along with Xander Schauffele, was also in that playoff. He was knocked out in that first hole of the playoff. But what an exciting way to start. And I'll tell you what, we talked a little bit about Patrick Reed, and it was very awkward to me, man. I don't know if you got to watch, you know, some of the things that people were screaming at him. And then also the post-tournament interview with Patrick Reed was a little dry.
You know, it's a shame, and you know, he's got to own some of this. You know, I think we talked about a little while ago. I think his the way he handled his penalty situation, a couple months ago, that wasn't the best way to do it, and he's kind of reaping what he sowed here, I think, a little bit. But I do hate to see fans yelling out things. You know, that's just not how we should be out there watching the game and enjoying it. That takes away from the enjoyment for so many others. You can disapprove of somebody, but to start screaming around things like that at the tournament, I'm just not in favor.
Well, it's a really tough thing, and I tell you, speaking of, you know, with Patrick Reed, we look at the official world golf ranking this week. Of course, really no much movement except for Tiger Woods dropped from 6 down to 7, but our official world golf ranking, of course, still at number 1, Brooks Koepka, number 2, Rory McIlroy, number 3, John Rahm, number 4, Justin Thomas, number 5, Dustin Johnson. Patrick Cantlay switches that spot with Tiger Woods, where he goes to number 6, Tiger Woods drops to number 7, Xander Schauffele moves up from 9 to 8, Justin Rose at number 9, and Tommy the Fleetwood Hair Man, he's officially ranked number 10 in the world, so that gets you up to date on the official world golf rankings. If we look at some of the weather in this neck of the woods this next week, Looks like we're going to get a little bit more rain there, Matthew.
It looks like a good chance, a 50% chance most of the week this week. But you know what? You know how weather is here in the Gulf Coast. It changes every 5 minutes. So just pay close attention and go out there and swing some golf clubs.
Well, and I'll tell you, anytime it gets in the mid-70s down here in January or February, it's usually accompanied by some sound and some rain.
That's right. Usually is. Yeah, watch out for that bright lights in the sky. But other than that, get out there and play some golf.
Exactly. Of course, we talked a little bit about the LSU-Clemson National Championship game tomorrow evening over in the Big Easy New Orleans. And, you know, we got all of our predictions in. And a lot of people picking Clemson in this thing.
Yep, and then look, the spread is 6 points or so. It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. Well, we'll talk golf first in the next segment. We'll get you caught up with the PGA Tour. But I'm sure we'll talk a little football as well, Matt.
I'm sure we'll squeeze it in.
Stay tuned on Southern Fairways Radio Network.
It is time for your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best. And by Lake Forest Yacht and Country Club in Daphne. Experience the difference.
All right, here we go from the Sony Open in Hawaii. The final round will start later on today in Honolulu. We've got them playing at the Walalea Country Club.
Very nice.
Walalea, thank you. And Brendan Steele is leading the tournament right now, 12 under. 3 strokes behind him, Cameron Smith. Followed by Kevin Kisner at minus eight. We've got Webb Simpson, Ryan Palmer, and Colin Morikawa. I'll get that right. Morikawa at minus seven. We got Keegan Bradley, Sungjae Im, Bo Hogue, all at 6 under, along with Mark Anderson, rounding out the top 10 at minus six. So we have 3 players in that top 10. Brendan, Kevin Kisner, and Mark played Saturday's round at minus six. So you never know. You might see some movers today, too.
I expect to see some movement. Of course, on the Sunshine Tour, this is a spoiler alert, so if you don't want to know who won, then just kind of turn us down for about 18 seconds. The South African Open down in Bushwillow, Johannesburg, Zimbabwe, par 71, 7,150-yard golf course. Brandon Gray shoots a fourth and final round 62 to win by three at 21 under par over Louis Oosthuizen and Randy's man. Louis finished the round with a 68. He was at 18 under par. Right behind him at 16 under par, Marcus Armitage, Jack Sr., Yako Ahlers, Yadin Trey Schopper, and Hen du Plessis, the French guy that went down to South Africa.
That was very good.
How you like that?
I did.
All right. Well, there's not a whole lot of other golf going on. All right. So you are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world, and that's your leaderboard update brought to you by Ping. Play your best at Lake Forest Yacht Club. All right, Matt. Well, I'll tell you what. You told everybody over the last segment to, if they wanted to win something, little $25 gift card, yeah, they could just come out here to the back deck.
That's right.
Now, we left this door open, and then you've got people everywhere. And then when you leave the door open, there's all kind of people that can come in here. Well, I'm going to tell you what. This is an exclusive right here on Southern Fairways Radio and Southern Fairways Radio Network. You've heard him a million times on this show. A million times.
Yes.
Well, I've got him sitting right across from me right now, Matt.
The world famous?
The world famous, Bama Tim. Bama Tim, how you doing, buddy?
Welcome, guys. How y'all doing today? Well, it's easy to see that Randy did stop by because there's no food left.
they wore it out. Let me tell you. You know, I'm sure you were listening to the first hour, Bama Tim. They were supposed to be on the road, him and Sweet Swing and Bobby Hall, at 9 o'clock this morning. Little snafu and the packing situation by Sway Swing and Bobby.
Yep.
And so he got here a little bit late. So, you know, what did Matt do? He brought out the food. And what happens? They stayed for a whole hour.
And I told you last week, Randy is on a seafood diet. He saw food. He's going to eat.
Well, now you've got your, you know, you live up to your name, Bama Tim. You are decked in Bama gear right
yes.
now. You got a Bama t-shirt on, a Bama sweater on. And I'll tell you what, do you feel, can you get excited at all about tomorrow night's game, Bama Tim?
It's really getting hard, Danny. I want to be excited, but when you're not there, It's just another ball game.
It really is, you know, and maybe, you know, now you everybody's very aware that I'm an Ohio State guy as well. I grew up in Columbus, Ohio. My first job, Matt, in Bama Tim was selling hot dogs at 14 years old at the Horseshoe in Columbus, Ohio during football games. And so that was my first job. Of course, I went to University of Alabama. I played golf there. I've been a tighter ever since. And I'll tell you what, I don't know if we're just spoiled because we've been there and done it so many times, so the expectations to be there every single year.
I think that's part of it.
I'm trying to get into it. I'm a big – I like Joe Burrow, though. I got to be honest. I like his story. I like his mentality. I think he's had a tremendous year.
I do. He had a phenomenal year this year. LSU had one of those years that just doesn't come around very often. And can they sustain it next year? That's going to be the question. Joe Burrow's gone. People are fishing for Brady, so we'll see what we're going to see. But, of course, now, again, like Randy asked me last week, did I think Tua was going to go? I said yes. Well, Tua declares for the draft. But Mac Jones is there. We got the new incoming freshman, Bryce Young. We're loaded for bear next year. So, and I was waiting for somebody to call me out last week because they probably think I misspoke because I said this will be Alabama's 19th national championship, which – if you count 77, which we should have won it that year, sure. It would be 19.
Sure. Well, and I'll tell you, you'd think I'd be a big Clemson fan, okay, because of the Dabo Swinney connection to Alabama. And I was back at Alabama during that time frame. We're very similar. Of course, Kevin Turner, you know, the story of his son playing on the tour. Of course, Kevin Turner, a great fullback and back for Alabama back in the day when I was there and went on to play for the Eagles and the Patriots and stuff like that. But his son plays for Dabo Swinney, made that interception in the end zone the last game to beat Ohio State to clinch that win. And you would think, Bama, Tim, and Matt, that I would be all in on the Dabo train. I just can't do it since that pick play 3 years ago where they beat Alabama on that touchdown and that pick play. Can't do it. I can't get on the Clemson bandwagon.
I think it still hurts from last year.
It still stings.
I'm like somebody said that I cannot stand the thought of Clemson going 30-0.
Hey, that's a good point. Man,
I didn't think about that. That's
right
the other 29-0, aren't they?
It'll be three out of four, too, wouldn't it?
It does hurt, but
you got to get the voodoo doll out somehow. I don't know what you're going to do.
I've got it out.
Here, take one of these Mardi Gras decorations. Put it on a doll or something like that.
The next time I go down to New Orleans, I think I'm going to pick one of those up and bring it back to my house. And I may have to retire mine. Maybe the mojo's going out of it. Maybe I'll bring it over here to Matt. He can put it up on the wall.
That'll work.
And we got several championships off of this voodoo doll, so you can't complain.
Well, when we got the news this past Monday that Tua decided to declare, of course, on the last show, I made the comment I thought it would be in his best interest because of the unknown, because of the hip unknown, to possibly come back. I thought maybe we play the insurance. Now, obviously, that was wishful thinking, but I do think, Bama Tim, that we're in a good position with Mac Jones. We got a new quarterback, five-star quarterback coming in. Of course, we got Tua's younger brother.
Yes.
So I think we're going to be fine. And then along with some of the multitude of freshmen, Matt, that played on Alabama's defense this year, of course, Mosley's coming back as well, and so that's going to be a leadership role. So
it's going to be a strong team next year. If we can not start next year like we started this year with some of those debilitating injuries that hurt us all season long, I think Bama's got to – look, Bama's going to be in a fight every year.
Matt, Bama is going to be in a situation next year that Clemson was in last year. All of their seniors are coming back. Well, most of them anyway.
Yeah.
It's going to be an exciting year next year. I'm looking forward to it already. Yes.
Well, let's turn to a little bit of golf here, Bama Tim. I'm going to get some of your viewpoints on the golf. Now, there's not a lot of star power in this, and I shouldn't say that in a bad way, but not a lot of star power in the Sony Open right now. Of course, Brendan Steele, Matt, like you mentioned earlier, he's at 12 under par. He's got a three-shot lead over Cameron Smith. Kevin Kisner is there. I like this Kevin Kisner cat. He's kind of a cool cat out there, Georgia Bulldog. Webb Simpson's playing an awful good golf, but really going into 2020 and looking at some of these bigger tournaments, Bama Tim, you know, where do you think Tiger's going to be? What do you think he's going to be able to do? And is Phil Mickelson going to get off Instagram and start playing golf again?
Well, you know, half of these guys, I can't even pronounce their last name. So, and you know how I feel about Tigers. we don't even want to go there.
No holds barred. Here we go. Let's go.
Let's throw Randy in there and see what he can do with him. And yeah, put him out there. I think he can take Tiger.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, Randy is one of the best 8 handicappers you'll ever play golf with. I can promise
right.
you that. And he really needs to be about a 4, but he plays that, Matt, doesn't he?
Well, he just likes to keep his playing partners in the game, I think. That's what maybe his story is.
Yeah.
He's in the car right now, hopefully listening. He's probably thinking of a few words that he could pass on to us.
Well, I know they just left here after they went ahead and got a little snack before they left. They went over to Randy's house right over here and dropped his car off.
Right.
So they should be on the road. We're going to hear from them at 12:45.
That's right.
Going to have them call in to make sure they're actually on the road, Bama Tim. And they're going towards Florida.
That's right.
Yeah, I actually
and not the other way.
I got a couple of choice words for Randy, too. Randy, thanks for leaving something to eat, man.
Now, Bama Tim, you said there was a special day going on. Is that actually today?
Actually, it's Friday.
Well, it was Friday. So
yes.
Bama Tim has made it 1 year longer. He is now 1 year older than what he was Thursday.
I like to say a year older and a year uglier. So,
but. Well, and I will tell you, I'll give Randy credit where credit's due. When we talked about Tua leaving, he said Tua's gone. I try to be the more hopeful, and that's part of the. You listen to our show enough, Bama Tim, that I have to play the other part. So if I know Randy's going down one direction, it's sort of like I have to go the other side.
Well, you got to steer him away a little bit.
Got to steer him away, but I'll give him credit where credit's due. He did say Tua was going to leave, and Tua obviously left. Now, as we look into what's going on next week on the PGA Tour, we look at some of these guys, after today concludes in the Sony Open, we start making that West Coast swing,
yep.
which is always fun. And, you look at some of the schedule going on, of course, they'll leave Honolulu, the Sony Hawaiian Open, which is going on right now. They'll go over to the American Express, the stadium course in La Quinta, California. Adam Long won there last year. They go to Torrey Pines, an infamous golf course for the Farmers Insurance. Justin Rose won there last year. And then one of the tournaments that I love at Bama Tim. I could see Bama Tim at the 16th hole at this golf course at the TPC Scottsdale.
And
Scottsdale are doing for the Waste Management Open. The one where they got 36,000 people, Bama Tim, around one hole.
And
I can hear a big roll tide going on.
If they don't have a rotating pinwheel in front of it, and a clown face, hey, I can tear Tiger up at putt-putt.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what. Everybody stay tuned for the next segment. I don't know who's going to be here. Bama Tim may still be here. I may be here. Who knows where Randy and Bobby are, so stay tuned. And welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show. We are live in Daphne, Alabama at the wonderful Boudreaux's Cajun Grill out here on the back deck. And I tell you, it doesn't get much better than this. And I'll tell you what doesn't get much better. Bridgestone Golf's the official golf ball and golf glove of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show and Magazine. Winners like Bryson DeChambeau, Matt Kuchar, Lexi Thompson, Freddie Couples, Randy Bergen. plays Bridgestone golf balls, as well as yours truly, Danny Spivey plays that. But I'll tell you what, we really thank our relationship with Bridgestone Golf, the official golf ball and golf club of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. I'm joined here to my right by Matt Brandt, proprietor, out here at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Last segment, we left the door open, and my man Bama Tim came in. And this doesn't happen very often, but you've heard these two. You've heard Bama Tim a lot, but you've heard this guy as well. And I think this may be a radio first. Welcome to the line, Tiger Mike. Tiger Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, Tim. I had to call. I'm in the presence of goodness. I'll just say goodness. I'm not going to go a little higher
goodness.
Than that yet. But I wanted to say, every time I come through from Florida Panhandle to go back to Louisiana to see the family, I always stop and eat at Boudreaux's because it's the only place that I'm outside of New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm going to get authentic Cajun food. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Oh, I appreciate it. That's great, man. Next time you're here, make sure you ask me. Love to put a face with the name.
Absolutely. Well, Tiger Mike and Matt, let me explain something here first, okay? Matt, I am what you call a peacemaker. Okay, I like to bring people together. I like to build relationships and bridge differences and everything. And Bama Tim, now that you have Tiger Mike online, the first time you two, I think, have ever been on the radio show at the same time, is there anything that you'd like to tell Tiger Mike? Maybe good luck tomorrow night?
Well, I said it a couple of weeks ago. You know, I wish Tiger Mike and his LSU Bayou Bengals all the luck in the world. It's their time to shine. Hey, bring that title back home to the SEC. Let's put Clemson back out there where they belong, or actually up there where they belong.
I appreciate that, and you know that's what we plan on doing. All I can say, you know, Bama's been up there quite a bit in the last, I don't know, so many years. I've lost track, to be honest with you, but I'm just soaking this in, and I'm enjoying it because it's been a while since we've been in this position, and so. There's a lot going on, a lot of emotions, but yes, the first and foremost, we want to win, and two, bring it to Louisiana, but third, we want to bring it back to the SEC where a national championship belongs in football.
Well, I couldn't agree more, and I'll tell you what, all the people, it's even, you know, as a Bama guy, you know, and then a Buckeye growing up, you know, it was tough to see Michigan have success. It was tough for as a Bama fan to see Auburn have success, but sometimes you got to root for your conference. Now, Tiger Mike, I do want to ask you a few quick football questions real quick. When you look at some of the key things that need to happen in this football game for LSU to go ahead and bring this title back against a very savvy and veteran, been there, done that, Clemson offense and defense, you look at Jamar Chase, you look at you know, Chasen and some of the players like that. Of course, the running back, Metairie. What do you think needs to happen for LSU to really kind of seal this deal offensively against a very talented Clemson defense?
Well, first and foremost, we can't commit any turnovers, which both schools have been pretty good as of the second half of the year. So no turnovers, limit those. And secondly, LSU needs to run the ball consistently, and if that includes Joe Burrow running the ball, because, yeah, they talk about Clemson needs to run the ball and keep LSU's offense off the field. What I'm thinking is if LSU gets up a score or two early and they're going to go back to that running game, kind of like they did against Oklahoma. They got up so high that they ran, and we didn't score much compared to the first half and the second half. So that's what the game plan needs to be. Get up and then run the ball and keep it away from Clemson and limit their chances.
You know, I love that. Matt, now I'm going to put you on the spot. What does Clemson have to do to beat LSU?
Clemson has got to be flawless on offense. Their defense look, their defense is good, but that LSU offense is strong. Clemson has got to be able to execute. The turnover game is important. I like what you said earlier, too. The special teams could be the determining factor on who ends up taking this thing home. But I tell you what, Clemson's offense, they've got to be able to protect the quarterback. They've got to be able to control the line of scrimmage enough to give their guys time to get downfield. And that's going to be the tough one. That LSU defense is pretty stout.
Bama Tim, what do you think?
I think I'm probably going to short out my brain cells in my voodoo doll when I put a Clemson sticker on that thing and start pulling for LSU because they won't know what to think.
Tiger well, Mike, there
I'll
you
be
go,
thinking
buddy.
About you, Tim, when I know that you're actually doing that.
Tiger Mike, hey, man, I wish you could have been here. Good luck tomorrow night, and go Tigers. And you don't know how bad that hurt to say that.
I got one golf situation I want to real bring up. This is the best time of year for golf to play at this time of year. Humidity's low. The weather's not too cold at this time right now. So great to play. And the best other thing is I get to watch night golf. I can do stuff during the day. I go play golf during the day and then come home and watch golf at night from the Pacific.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. One of my favorite things to do, you're exactly, is sit home about 7 p.m. tonight. The Sony Open will come on. You get to watch about the last 8-9 holes, and it's fun sitting there after dinner, just relax and watch a little golf on live television.
Great time
it
of year.
Is.
Good, get out there and play some, watch some great football, play some golf, watch some golf. It's all over the place.
Well, Tiger Mike, I appreciate you calling in, and I'm going to tell you, you know, if I can get you and Bama Tim to think alike and come together in unity, I think you need to send me to Washington.
Well, you know what? You can do it this time, and then there's another time that we can do that. It includes Auburn. We're on the same side when it comes to Auburn.
Oh yeah, yeah. We don't not gonna talk too much about that school. No, I'm just kidding. Well, Tiger Mike, I tell you what. Good luck tomorrow night. We will be rooting for your SEC and our SEC and the LSU Tigers. And I know Clemson's gonna bring it. You know, my advice to Coach O is if you get the kill shot, take it, man. You can't keep Clemson around in this game long enough. They're too savvy. Dabo's been there, done that. And Trevor Lawrence is awful good when he gets streaky.
He is. Well, look, guys, I appreciate y'all doing a great show, as always. And I'll just leave you with this. Go the real Tigers.
There you go. Tiger Mike, I'll tell you what, Matt. I don't even know if we're going to do the last segment or not. I don't know if it can get any better than that, having Tiger Mike and Bama Tim coming together. He's even going to put a Clemson sticker on the voodoo doll.
I think this is a special moment in radio. How often does this happen?
Now, you got us together, one live, one on the air, on the car, and so I tried to get Randy to do this 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we can get this going on for next year. Here at Boudreaux, Tiger Mike and Bama Tim live.
Oh, right here. I like it.
I like it.
And then after that, we could go ahead and get a scramble team put together.
That's right.
And we'll go out and play a little golf together.
I like that plan.
Or we play putt-putt, right?
Putt-putt, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, it is certainly going to be a fun night tomorrow night. Getting back to a little bit of the Sony Open and what's going on. Of course, like the update said, Brandon Steele's at 12 under par. They're going to tee off. You know, Tiger Mike made a great comment about it's going to be live 6 p.m. tonight, so it's going to be dark here. And we'll basically get to see pretty much the whole round. I really like Kevin Kisner in this, as he's four shots back, but I think he has really, really got a chance to put a low round in. You know, with a third round 64, sometimes it's tough to go back-to-back. Bama Tim, I don't know how much golf you really do watch, but usually when someone goes real low one day, it's kind of hard to go low the next day.
I really don't watch that much golf.
No, I don't blame you. So what do you got going on in here today? Kind of fellow, you have a friend in the other room here?
Well, yeah, got a friend in the other room. It's birthday luncheon.
So is it your birthday today?
Well, no, it's Friday.
Friday, okay.
Hit the big double nickel. Hey, Matt, that just reminds me, do I get the senior citizens discount now?
Sure, we'll talk later.
But in between holidays, I hope everybody had a great Christmas, New Year's. Getting ready to kick off Mardi Gras before long. I hope to see a lot of folks downtown. It's going to be a great Mardi Gras this year.
It is going to be a great one.
Yeah, it's a little late this year, so the weather gets a little better, and it's going to be hopping. Hopping in Mobile, hopping in Baldwin County, and always hopping here at Boudreaux's.
Well, I'll tell you what, on Sundays during brunch, it's always hopping in here. I can guarantee you that.
Well,
as the weather's kind of broke right now, but Matt, we talked earlier about, you know, with Mardi Gras coming up, you know, it's never too early if you've got a group of people that want to come over and visit your fine establishment. Let's talk about that a little bit more.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, guys, you got to give us a call, 251-621-1991. You can even make reservations online at our website, boudreauxcajungrill.com. But if you have that larger event, give us a ring. We have a private room that can fit up to 30 people. Ideally, it's for 24. There are some times limited, but give me a call. We can get you guys set up with a pre-parade party, a post-parade party. If you have a group that is going to have fun at balls one night, you need somewhere to meet in the next morning to talk about all the fun you had. So come on down, and we can make those reservations for you, too.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and give something away here. We've got a few minutes left. 343-0106. Let's go ahead and give two rounds of golf away over at Timber Creek. You know, our good friend Rob Bradley over there, a lot of people are going over there, and Tiger Mike mentioned it. All the golf courses are in pretty good shape. Of course, a lot of rain going on this yesterday, so things are a little wet out there, so give a little bit of break. But let's go ahead and take the fourth phone call, 343-0106, two rounds of golf over to Timber Creek, and we'll take care of that for you. But we're going to get Randy and Bobby on the phone here at the last segment, and I'm doing that for a reason, Bama Tim. Okay, I've been friends with Randy a long time. Okay, we've done a lot of stuff together, a lot of radio together, played a lot of golf together. And, you know, schedules are not, you know, Randy likes to stay on schedule, but sometimes he gets, you know, a little preoccupied with things. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
So we both know, we're sitting here basically a three wood from I-10, right? Now, all they had to do was come out of the restaurant right here, come up here about 350 yards, let's say, and take a right.
That's right.
To go towards Florida. I'm just hoping they didn't take a left.
because
you know what's left. They've got a new restaurant over there. It's not competition here. They sell noodle soup.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they sell noodle soup at this certain restaurant over there in Biloxi.
Yeah.
And let's just hope that we made our way down to Orlando. But, of course, they're going down. We're going to talk to them here in a minute. But try to get them on the phone, make sure they're going the right direction. But what a fun they're going to have is they're going to work, too. But the Tournament of Champions for the Diamond Resorts is going to be down in Tranquillo Country Club down to Orlando. Players like Marina Alex, Enchi Chun, Shansha Fang, Hannah Green, all them. And then, of course, we got the celebrities. And one of his favorite, Alfonso Ribeiro, is going to be there. And he's going to be doing his cult and dance,
I'm sure.
As Randy will be calling all those beautiful names out on the 18th par 3. And I'll tell you what, you've never heard somebody say, Shing Shang Fan with a southern accent. It sounds pretty good.
But you can tune in on Golf Channel, I think, this weekend, right?
I may get him to say that.
Let's do it.
When we call him next. So stay tuned for the last segment of Southern Fairways Golf Show on the Golf Show Network. All right, and we're back. We're on the final hole here. Live at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill in Daphne, Alabama. I'm Danny Spivey, along with Matt Brandt from Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. And the one and only Bama Tim is still in the house, in which we had a historic event happen in the last segment. Well, we got Bama Tim and Tiger Mike on the line at the same time, one live, one on the phone. And let me tell you something. It doesn't get a whole lot better than that, Matt.
It really doesn't. To see the sports camaraderie, the love of the game outlast the passion for each other's individual favorite, and to come together in a moment of bliss where they both agree on supporting the LSU Tigers to go out there and take care of those Clemson Tigers, that was impressive.
Yeah, but you get us back in here next year when it's time for LSU against Alabama. It's going to be totally different.
It's going to look like Congress, isn't it? Well, I tell you what, I like to thank a lot of people out there. Of course, all our sponsors we've thanked there, but I want to thank this guy because he stayed on the line and he just left us. And of course, he's one of my favorite people in all the world. And I want him to be proud of me, Matt and Bama
yes.
Tim. I want to do a good job for my boss. Okay, and of course, I'm talking about Mr. Randy Bergen. Randy, hello, sir.
Randy, I got to tell you, me and Bobby have just been laughing the whole way. What you have been able to do in that last segment and connect two people, such as Bama Tim and Tiger Mike, is absolutely unbelievable. It's one of the nine wonders of the world, how you did that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd like to say it was planned, but sometimes just the stars align and there's paradigm shifts and all that kind of stuff, and it just all kind of came together.
Well, I do. Listen, Bama Tim's got a good point. I think, Matt, you might want to consider, let's sponsor a show called Live with Bama Tim and Tiger Mike during football season.
We do it
right there every week from Boudreaux. What do you think?
I think it sounds great. We could get that thing, get those live cams up. You know, we have a little faux boxing match. You know, right before the game, but we could really throw this thing down a little bit.
I just think Randy'll do anything to get some free food.
Well, I'm not gonna lie though, Matt. Tiger Mike's a pretty big dude, but Bama Tim looks scrappy.
There you go.
Slick. I'm quick.
Bama Tim, hey, I'm pulling for you, but I think Tiger Mike's got you. He's about 6'7".
Oh, wow.
Well, now you got to remember now, I was in the United States Marine Corps, so.
There you go.
I stayed in the Holiday Inn Express last night.
There you go.
Now, Randy, hey. Randy Moore, go ahead, buddy.
No, I was going to say, you'd asked me to do how we do down at Diamond Resort. And when Shane comes up, it would go something like this, Southern style. You ready? The Diamond
I'm ready.
Resort Tournament Champions, welcome to the theme park, this young lady from China. Her name is Shang Shang Fang.
Shang Shang Fang, there it is.
I love it.
So, Randy,
are you guys heading in the right direction? Is that a east or westerly flow you are going right now?
Well, I got to be honest with you. We got the you know, they say sometimes in life you come to a fork in the road to take it. Well, we started to take that left, but we did go right. We're now in the great state of Florida.
The great state of Florida. All right. Hey, pick us up some Powerball tickets, by the way. But, you know, I'll tell you, we'll talk a little bit. And we want to thank Bobby, too, for driving and being, you know, as responsible as he always is and making sure you two get safely down there. But let's talk a little bit about this tournament, Diamond Resorts Tournament of Champion. This is the third year he's been there. You know, this Tranquilla Golf Course is a wonderful golf course, and there's just a multitude of celebrities, and I'll let you talk a little about them, but let's talk a little bit about some of the actual competitors in the LPGA Tour. Of course, you have to be a winner to play in this golf tournament, and I'll tell you what, it is a star-studded field when it comes to women's golf.
Well, it is, and I mean, it's their tournament of champions, what we just saw last week on the PGA Tour, their tournament of champions. So you got the best of the best from the LPGA down there playing. And the atmosphere that has been created is really, really a lot of fun, especially when you get to number 18. And most, I would say, and Bobby wouldn't agree, that 99% of all of them enjoy the music. There'll be, you know, there'll be anywhere between 500 and 1,000 people there on the 18th hole. It's a little par three, a beautiful par three, and the music will be blaring. It'll be just very, very atmospheric, and we have a ton of fun. So, but the competition, there is, let's remember, now you're playing for money. They are playing for points. So it is competitive not only for the LPGA, but for the celebrities as well. And John Smoltz, the former Atlanta Braves Hall of Famer, will be defending his championship there this week.
Well, and we have a lot of switching over to the celebrity players. Of course, I've put my request in. Of course, Kevin Nolan from The Office, the actor Brian Baumgartner, is one of my favorite actors, one of the great characters of all of TV in The Office. He's going to be there. Of course, Marcus Allen, Ray Allen. You pretty much, you know, talk about some of these celebrities. A lot of former athletes, obviously. Roger Clemens, Josh Donaldson, our friend here locally. Larry Fitzgerald, Marty Fish, he's a good player as well. But they get after it too, partner, don't they?
Well, they really do, and that's the fun part is watching these guys. And you know, they're out there, as I mentioned, they're out there having fun. But a lot of these guys, they're competitive. This is what they do. They, you know, they are athletes. They're very competitive, and they will be getting after it. And you'll see some other types of competitors. You got guys from NASCAR. Denny Hamlin will be there. Michael Waltrip, he's going to be there. You got a lot of country and western singers. Lee Bryce, Cole Swindell, some NFL guys. Our good buddy Sterling Sharp is going to be there. Had him on the show not too long ago. So these guys get after it as well, Danny, and it'll be a lot of fun watching them. But let me just mention this guy, Larry the Cable Guy. Always fun to have anybody. Oh, he's great. He'll always have a little side bet going on with Willie Robertson, and it's good to watch them. They have a lot of fun.
Well, he is unbelievably entertaining, and I do want to make sure one thing, and Bobby, if you could hear too. Now, Randy, you were supposed to take that letter that allowed you to get within 200 yards of Blair O'Neill, so I want to make sure you did pack that, correct?
It's in my back pocket right now.
Okay. Well, we need to laminate that for next year.
Golf channel teaching, but she gets to sit there, and she's a crowd pleaser, and the girl can play. I mean, she is up there with the top of the leaderboard the last few years, and she's got quite a game. So look for her to be a shining star there as well as the LPGA players. It's fun for her to compete as well.
Absolutely. Well, and she does have a very, very good golf swing, and absolutely hinders. Now, one of my favorite actors, of course, from General Hospital, Melrose Place, you know, former winner of a bunch of different celebrity events, Jack Wagner. He's got tremendous hair still at his age, and he's going to be down there as well.
That's the one thing Jack Wagner and I have in common. We still have a lock of hair. He's a great guy. He's a tremendous player. He won on the amateur side at King Park in 1 year, which is worth AT&T at Covered. And he's quite a stick, understands the game very well. Takes a lot of lessons from the great Eddie Marins out in at Bel Air Country Club. So he'll be a contender as well.
Well, Bobby, when you guys set the golf course up, of course, I know you guys will all start meeting tomorrow. You get your, you know, today's a travel day. You get checked in, you and Randy, to your five-star Diamond Resort, the condominium. That's complimentary, of course, and all the free food that you want. But while you're doing that, you know, we'll be here working this week. No, but in all seriousness, you've got a busy day. Starting tomorrow, you really kind of get after it. Give our listening audience kind of an idea of what leads up to the first tee time come Thursday.
Jack Wheeler is an interesting golf course set. The first hole, the second hole, and the 18th hole are separate from the golf course, and there's what, Randy, about a half-mile-long bridge that gets you from 2 to 3. So behind the scenes, getting the gallery around and making sure everybody's safe at the same time and that in case there's an emergency. Well, there's lots of good things behind the scenes, and concessionaires and getting to the other side of the golf course, as we call it, it's quite different. You have to look at it on the map. Mike Milthorpe and his staff are down there getting that ready. We'll start set up tomorrow with where tee locations are going to be. Pin locations, the LPGA will be taking care of that. But we learn a lot from the LPGA staff as well. But course setup, speed of play, marshaling the golf course, looking for penalty areas. Abnormal ground conditions, we'll be checking that, see how the weather conditions are for the week. So just like you see on the PGA Tour, a lot goes in behind this event.
Now, you just explained what you'll be doing. What will Randy be doing?
Randy will be carrying my book around for me and taking notes. So Randy will be involved a lot with the media, like they go over the players' bios, the announcements.
All right, guys. Well, I'll tell you what. Well, you guys drive safely. We're getting ready to cut out of here. Be safe. Make sure you text us when you get there. Good luck with everything. To you, Matt Brandt, thank you for hosting us as usual here at Boudreaux's Cajun Grill. Big time's coming up. Bama Tim, all I can say is great job, partner.
I enjoyed it, fellas. Thanks for having me over. Tiger Mike, go Tigers, but always roll Tide.
And just always remember, when we come together, anything's possible.
That's right. Every day here at Boudreaux's or anywhere else in the world.
Well, thanks to Charlie Moss and Philip Bush back in the studio. Great job, guys. And remember, if you're out there, go ahead and rake the sand trap because Randy will most likely be in there. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.
Let's go, Eagles.